This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, October 6th. Brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Water Board Director to retire. Converting farmland for microgrids. An EATS Act GOP problem. Water Board Director to retire. Eileen Sobeck, the Executive Director of the State Water Board, will retire at the end of the year. Sobeck has led the board since 2017, preferring a hands-off approach compared to other agency leaders. In hearings, she shied away from the spotlight and propped up her chief deputy directors and branch heads, fielding questions as needed. Yet Sobeck was instrumental behind the scenes. She defended board actions during an investigation by the state auditor's office over controversial water releases in 2021, blaming inadequate drought planning across agencies. She argued the board felt that it did the best that it could to protect salmon that year. Sobeck also steered the board through turbulent waters during the Trump administration when battles escalated between the state and federal administrations over biological opinions for Delta fish, wetland protections, and dam certifications. The board introduced a slew of new regulatory programs under her tenure, from CV salts to a robust drinking water program and a structurally imbalanced cannabis program. She retires as the board readies to update its Bay Delta plan, incorporating a set of divisive voluntary agreements that have already led to the resignation of one board member. Sobeck was previously assistant administrator at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and had roles at the Interior Department and U.S. Department of Justice. The board is recruiting for a new executive officer to oversee its 2,700 staff. New ballot initiative would convert farmland into solar microgrids. Two academics have registered a ballot initiative that would enable solar projects on former farmland to power nearby homes. The concept would circumvent utilities by regulating the connections as solar family farms rather than as electrical corporations. Professors in law at the University of San Francisco and engineering and UC Davis crafted the proposal. They reasoned the installations would not further tax the overburdened transmission grid and would transition farmland fallowed under SGMA into solar developments, meeting the state's renewable energy goals and creating green jobs in rural communities. Such over-the-fence sales would cheaply power electric tractors and heavy-duty trucks on farms, they claim. State officials have raised safety concerns over the potential fire risk. The proposal must gain more than 500,000 signatures by March to qualify for the November 24 ballot. And on that note, a bill proposing agrivoltaic grants was held in appropriations this year. It would have tasked the California Energy Commission in partnership with CDFA with allocating awards to support research and development of such projects that work in sync with agricultural practices. Progressive groups like the California Climate and Agriculture Network and the Community Alliance with Family Farmers backed the bill. The state had funded a similar program in 2017 with $10 million from cap and trade revenues, but many research questions remain over the viability of maintaining productive cropland alongside such projects. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Food traceability called public health imperative. The ability to track and trace foods is a public health imperative, an author of a new report on traceability said on a webinar yesterday. Robert Gravini, a Cornell University food science professor, defined traceability as, quote, a system that documents the history of the food or ingredient through the supply chain from raw materials to the final consumable product. Its benefit includes safer food and more control over inventory and quality. Gravini chaired the team that wrote the report published jointly by the Council for Agriculture Science and Technology and the Institute of Food Technologists. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. 16 House Republicans keep EATS Act out of the Farm Bill. 16 House Republicans are asking the House Ag Committee to leave the Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression Act out of the Farm Bill. They say the measure, which is intended to preempt California's Proposition 12 and other state-imposed mandates on ag practices, is at odds with our foundational Republican principles of states' rights, national sovereignty, and fair competition. In a letter to Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson and Ranking Member David Scott, the Republicans say the EATS Act is, quote, an attempt by the federal government to substitute its judgment for that of states. And why it can matter? Well, House Republican leaders will need every GOP vote they can get should they decide to move a partisan farm bill. The China card is this. Republicans also claim that adding the EATS Act to the farm bill would allow China-based WH Group, which owns pork giant Smithfield Foods, to bypass the state-level laws and rapidly acquire even more American land and pork industry assets with no restraints at all. Smithfield, which supports the EATS Act, said a recent statement to AgriPulse that it's concerned about changing state standards for sow housing. The company said the goalposts have been moved since Smithfield shifted to the group housing, and they are moving differently in different states. House Ag Democrat, land ownership is a national security issue. A House Ag Democrat and CIA veteran who's running for the Michigan Senate seat, for which Debbie Stabenow is retiring, is raising concerns about foreign purchases of U.S. farmland. Representative Alyssa Slotkin says in an AgriPulse Meet the Lawmaker interview that foreign land ownership should be a national security issue. Slotkin says there needs to be a very strict process that would weed out buyers that have a connection to an adversarial country from buying agriculture land. Those countries of concern include China, Russia, North Korea, or Iran. House Ag Democrat, land ownership is national security issue. House Ag Democrat and CIA veteran who's running for the Michigan seat of the Senate, from which Debbie Stabenow is retiring, is raising concerns about foreign purchases of U.S. farmland. Representative Alyssa Slotkin says in an AgriPulse Meet the Lawmaker interview that foreign land ownership should be a national security issue. Slotkin says there needs to be a very strict process that would weed out buyers that have a connection to an adversarial country from buying agricultural land. Those countries of concern include China, Russia, North Korea, or Iran. Finally, here's today's She Said It. I am certainly not going to forget that Metaflies get Axe body spray before they go out. That's the Department of Pesticide Regulation Assistant Director Jennifer Tierlink. According to a presentation at a DPR summit yesterday, sterile Medfly males found love only after lab scientists spritz them with a seductive scent of a ginger root. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, October 6th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.